This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back, and actually I have on the screen, I have Dr. Joe Eland here. Dr. Joe is, that's his real name, he's not a made-up name. He's in hospital right now in Fargo, North Dakota, where my mom was born back in 1926, that was where she was born, in Fargo. She was a NIMA, N-E-I-M-A. Her dad was a jeweler there. And you listed a couple topics. Now, Dr. Eland, you're a hospitalist, I think you're... You're in your 30s, you've been a hospitalist for some years now, and a hospitalist means you take care of people in hospital that are inpatients, including intensive care units, and you also interact with people that have COVID-19. In fact, you mentioned to me on the past that you picked it up yourself and were tested positive. Now, of course, you did have the flu vaccine over the last 4 years, which contains coronavirus, so one of the problems with the coronavirus testing for antibodies is if you previously had the flu vaccine, because you're a health professional, you may test positive even though you didn't have coronavirus. So sure. They have to do if they want to actually test for coronavirus, one of the better tests to pick up early is an antigen test, which I say they're working on releasing, that picks up the single one protein, because the other ones mutate so fast, you can't tell that they're actually that coronavirus or some other coronavirus class. So the PCR tests and the immunoglobulin tests they're using for case tracking are completely useless. So he had a couple questions here. He wanted to mention your PPE, your personal protection equipment. And I tell people you don't just want a visor, you want a goggle that actually seals around your eyes, because the virus can get into your eyes, and there's new articles on that. It's an airborne pathogen. And this idea of this magic number of 6 feet is a delusion in the minds of people like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci. If you have personal protection equipment around your eyes and your airway, it doesn't matter whether it's 6 feet or 100 feet, you're going to get infected with the virus if you don't have airway protection. And if you do, it makes you able to go back to work immediately without any kind of personal protection distancing, right? You follow me? Now, if you're working with something that is somewhere you're actually, you know, doing an intubation or whatever, you should probably have a moon suit on or some total protection. We have a separate air system, right? Which I think they gave you, but... If they give you just a NIOSH mask and an eye visor that doesn't have a total seal around your eyes, you're still able to get the aerosol in. In fact, they discovered that in toilets even 3 months ago in Hong Kong, that the virus can persist in your stool even 2 months after you've recovered. And if someone flushes the toilet 10 floors away, the aerosol from the regurgitating stool fluid from the toilet, if the toilet seat's up, and so it's open in your apartment 10 floors away, you can come up with COVID virus from that. Because that infective, the gain of function is so superior, you can get infected from an aerosol of stool 2 months after the person supposedly recovered. All right?
So what you're saying is our precautions need to actually exceed that of tuberculosis. Is that
right?
What I'm hearing?
Yes. Yeah. And it has to be an air seal. And to be honest with you, what they should have done is rather than locking down the economy, they should lock down all hospital units with personal protection, UVC, ultraviolet C curtains, separate air systems with HEPA filters, and HEPA filters should be replaced every, say, couple days or week. Just like the aircraft don't have HEPA filters. They took them out in the early 1980s. I knew they were there because I was a civil aviation examiner for almost 40 years. And I can tell you the lazy airline companies, Boeing was one of the first, to just pull the filters out because it cost them too much to change it every flight. They could have someone in a hazmat suit walk through the aircraft, and there's two ways to sterilize it that I think are effective without putting chemicals in there. The first one is simply walking through with a UVC wand with welder's glass on and a full hazmat suit so your skin's not exposed, because UVC light will cause skin cancer and damage your retina or you'll cause cataracts. You can't expose yourself to these wands without danger. They're dangerous.
Yeah.
They're particularly dangerous to viruses. but you can actually circulate air through it. So if you had a wand inside an air circulating chamber, it kills the virus instantly, and then you use a HEPA filter to grab the virus particles so it doesn't recirculate. Next scenario you talked about is pooling together public accessible studies. Now, there's a lot of people out there that try to pretend they're experts on this, people like Mike Adams. And he'll come up with something that is rational and reasonable and mix it with stuff that's totally off the wall. And even this Dr. Mikovits, that's the initial expert that did research on HIV, she makes some of the dumbest comments I've ever heard in humanity, where wearing a mask, if you're just a normal person, is going to infect you with your own so-called viruses. You're going to infect yourself because you're sealing your airway off. But then she makes rational statements about how the virus...
Yeah.
But she's also not telling you that, in fact, I got this document going back to 1997, that HIV was created in the Class 5 facility in Long Island, New York, and it was put into the hepatitis vaccine, and the reason why it transits to drug addicts and homosexuals, it was given to one of the index people, was a Canadian Airlines steward who was very good-looking and extremely sexually active, homosexual, and he traveled to Haiti from Canada and to Cuba and other places, and it affected the people that were using IV drugs or did ceremonies called voodoo, where you bleed into this common chamber and then you drink the blood afterward. I took care of a child 33 years ago in Georgia who had terminal AIDS, and he was 10 years old, never had sex or drug, but he went to a voodoo ceremony and drank the blood. So I'm very concerned, number one, about the number of health professionals that you're getting. My guess is probably for every person that has overt disease, and we know that one-third of the people that show up in hospital, even sick for other reasons, don't even have a temperature, but they have something else going on like a vascular problem, right? So the typical presentation of COVID virus 19 is, firstly, the testing technology they're using is inadequate. People can present in odd ways, like these children now with... What's that?
But the PCR we're using isn't useful? I mean we're getting positive PCRs on people. I mean, it turns around in a few hours, and then you know, those are the people who are decompensating pretty quick.
Right, yeah, but here's the problem, is the PCR test will pick up those people, but it also picks up people that had other coronaviruses in their body for maybe having a recent vaccine that's an attenuated coronavirus.
That's true. Yeah, we don't...
So the number I have, but this is a public pool, is 30% false positive and 50% false negative. That's what's out in the public media now from the actual scientists. Now, if you take that number, it means the number of the case fatality rate is higher than we thought, and the disease is presenting in ways we didn't think. So if one-third of people showing up in hospital don't even have a temperature, or they can discharge your home and you're in your 30s and have a stroke, it means it can cause vascular disease. And we're always seeing now a vascular event, that disease in children, called Kawasaki-like disease. And it doesn't happen very often. When it does, it's very catastrophic. So in other words, and also this is going what we call stealth. So if you've got the disease and you lost your sense of taste and smell, and your taste and smell hasn't come back, it suggests that you're still having the virus cooking away your frontal lobes in your brain. You're going to get a zombie apocalypse. And it could be in your kidneys or elsewhere, because, like AIDS, this is, you got to think of it, this is airborne AIDS, and AIDS can be a sneaky bugger. And you can use these special AIDS-type drugs to actually stop it. That's why they're getting positive results by using cocktails of AIDS drugs plus RNA polymerase inhibitors like the adenosine analog remdesivir, which, by the way, the guy with Gilead Sciences, that has a patent, is on the Communist Party board, a senior son of a member of the Communist Party in China.
This also does not work. That should also...
It doesn't work. It's very, very poor. And that's why they're trying to build a cocktail. That's why Fauci's pushing it, because he would get a kickback if it worked. And they're also now talking about, we can't restart society until we get a vaccine. RNA vaccine. This is where I agree with Dr. Mikovits, and I had Dr. Sherry Timpenny on Friday, and all the experts I've talked to, and no. RNA vaccines don't work for three reasons. One, they're producing blocking antibodies that recognize an antigen, but when you get exposed to a real host, you can get a cytokine storm and die. And number two, the virus can change its genetics so that you can't recognize a new infection and you have no blocking antibodies for your immune cells to seek and destroy the virus or the virus-containing cells. And when your immune system finally recognizes something going on, it goes haywire, dumps a lot of free radicals and cytokines, and you have mitochondrial death called aerobic death or cardiorespiratory arrest. And this disease is not primarily an infection. It's primarily hypoxic acidosis, which is similar to going to high altitude. So it's like taking a senior from, say, 800 feet elevation and putting him up halfway up Mount Everest.
And it's similar to severe Tylenol overdose. You just uncouple all your mitochondria and you just dump your protons and then you're done.
Right. And things like our NADH will help maintain electron transport and other nutraceuticals. I worked all the pathways from MedCram and put it up in my videos. Nobody else has done that. I hear knuckleheads out there like Mac Adams and other people try to pretend they know stuff. This is very complex intermediate metabolism. Mm-hmm. But I've been at it for decades, okay?
Yeah, metabolism that our food supply has not been servicing for probably about 100 years now.
Well, not quite 100. In 1948 to 1994, I went over to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily post-World War II. I would say it's about the last 70 years.
Okay.
Yeah. 70 years seems like 100 years to you, but you know, I'm 68. Well, I'm close to 70, so to me it's like a century, but it's not. It's only 70.
Yeah. Sure.
Keep that thought. We're going to bumper. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Hillett.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Hillett, let's go back to my email here, which I have for you. And I have the email, of course, it shows the text here. We're talking about the couple of failures they already had. We know that there's a very narrow window for taking methylene blue. Now, you know, the methylene blue side shoot is the product hydroxychloroquine. Yep. And you can do actually methylene blue treatments. There's actually some Canadians that contacted me that do methylene blue treatments for the nose to try to knock off the viruses in the nose using infrared light therapy, right, in the nose. But to be honest with you, you don't need that. If you simply take my NutriMeds, there are plasma iodine, Tesla, Nutridyne, Allison Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense that strips off the capsule of the virus and then take things to protect your mitochondria, and take things to maintain electron transport like B12 and our superfolate TR, which is time release, and NADH that maintains the electron transport and things to stop the free radicals, such as our H2-plex hydrogen, carnosine D-link, neutrotrala, things such as the hydroperoxy radical like cellulose glutathione and selenium cruciferate, and tocotrienols and tocopherols. You can protect your mitochondria with polyphenols, such as our NDH Max and Green Tea Supreme, etc. So I ran through those pretty quickly, but what I want people to understand is there's a very narrow window where the drugs remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine is even going to help, and you can't go and buy buckets of this stuff if you're rich and just keep taking the damn stuff. It's dangerous, isn't it?
No, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people might have an undiagnosed heart problems, and then they'll end up with a bad rhythm that'll kill them or land them in the hospital. So,
right.
So, yeah, I would not take it prophylactically. I would take it if you have an early case, first exposure, early exposure. There's a very narrow window where it's useful. Beyond that point, it does nothing. Well, I mean, once the cytokine storm, once the inflammatory, once the CRP is so high, you might as well just throw it away. You know,
right? It's just, in other words, if you're having a high level CRP and your neutrophil count is starting to take a dive because the mitochondria and your neutrophils are dying, it's waste. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
So there's a narrow window. It's like there's a narrow window when you could take it. Now, I have a machine called a biophilia, and it picks up the radionic frequency of the tetramer glycoprotein, 139 kilodaltons in your body. If it's positive, even on the first day, you've got it. Now, ideally, what should happen is we did a quantum test on someone. They should be isolated for, say, 3 days and take my antivirals and the virus clears their body. Or if I could give every American just even my Nutridyne and Allison Med alone, and then give them something to protect their mitochondria, like our special highly absorbed curcumin, our capsules or our curcumin and our high-dose power C, the virus would disappear even if people never wore masks. The problem is we don't do that. We're waiting until they either survive the infection, have a stealth infection that chews away at our brain and our testicles as men, or it causes heart failure down the road or kidney failure. So, and I'm very concerned that a great number of, the average health professional is not inquisitive enough to look into the biochemistry or the pathology of this and realize it's a weaponized form of airborne AIDS. Now, if you know the plethora of different syndromes and the presentations of AIDS can arrive at in terms of immune deficiency and neutropenia, you're dealing with something that's very chimeric. It's very, very sneaky. And it's not necessarily going to kill you right off the bat if you're a younger person. It may get you down the road. Like, for example, after the 1918 typhus vaccine-induced pandemic, some people died 10 and 20 years later, but they died of things like post-polio syndrome, where they get paralyzed. Did you know that?
I didn't know the connection of
post-polio. They died of other chronic liver disease, kidney disease, and neurological problems that occurred 5, 10, and 20 years later. So just to assume that they're all fine after 2018, there wasn't a fourth, third, or fourth wave, the survivors didn't necessarily stop the infection. That's why they're even finding from this particular epidemic or pandemic, people are relapsing or getting a new version in South Korea of the virus that's mutating so fast, their previous infection didn't protect them from the current version that's coming at them again.
Right.
So, first off, I think we need to up the personal protection for health professionals, and we should have totally locked down senior homes and places and increased everybody's vitamin D and zinc and everything else to help them improve their terrain. And we should have stopped the idea of social distancing, but everybody should have been, no one should go out in public without an eye goggles and a mask. This idea of, I'm going to protest, I'm not going to wear a mask, you're an idiot. Because even if you don't get sick or you infect someone else like your grandma and killer, you may have a stealth infection that'll chew away you like AIDS. In other words, before AIDS had to happen, you'd have to have sex or have an IV drug use. You don't have to anymore. This is airborne AIDS. And people don't get that. And I hear idiots out there from all types, all kinds of co-broadcasters, no background infectious disease, pandemic awareness, or anything like I have. They don't understand this is freaking dangerous. And now that we know that test kits are not as valid, the case fatality rate is higher than we thought. It's not as infective as we thought, because what's happening is for every case that's infected, there's probably a silent case that doesn't even get symptoms. But a third of the people that end up in hospital don't even have a fever.
Can I interject something?
Go ahead.
A couple things. So, certainly of the cases that get admitted, it seems like the mortality rate is relatively higher because there's a lot of asymptomatic people that get it and they get over it. And then they think they're done. And then if you get intubated, I mean, your survival is 10% of that.
Right.
So I mean, you know, the isolation is extremely important. And what you said about the airborne AIDS, I mean, people can look this up. You know, I mean, this is an early study. It was done in India. You can look this up. They found the GP120 protein. They saw it on a Western blot. They published it, and then they were forced to retract it. Now, I ask everybody, is it scientific of the scientific community to force somebody to retract something without trying to reproduce it first? That's not the scientific method. That is repression of critical information, of potentially critical information.
Life-saving information.
We have very clear evidence that there is a little bit of the AIDS virus that's in here.
No, I have more evidence. I have all the papers from Dr. Francis Boyle. I've got all the documents right over the 3D modeling. I have everything.
Oh.
I can tell you what I found here. And here's
Could
the,
you send those to me?
I have it dug around here somewhere. I have a lot of I have everything. I have all the
I would
review
love,
the papers
I
with
would
Dr.
Read this.
With Dr. Francis Boyle, we went over all the papers he has. We have all the documents from the other sources. They even have sources in China. Here's what I summarize.
Yeah.
The Chinese 25 years ago realized they couldn't go to war with America with weapons of mass destruction like nuclear weapons. They could try to do something like hit us with an EMP weapon, but they knew that retaliation by weapons of mass destruction, airborne, super weapons in space besides the, missiles, they'd be wiped out. So what they wanted to do, they wanted to do what's called a layered attack, and the layered attack, first layer of that was being a biological attack. And after they did the research, they realized they couldn't make a race-specific bioweapon, so they wanted to immunize themselves and release a plague on the world. That's what they did in November. They've immunized themselves after years.
The biological one, yep.
Right, so what they did is they released the weapon by vaccinating themselves, and that's what inadvertently caused the plague. They didn't try to do it. They actually cause their people to become the source of the plague.
Yeah. Plus is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As states slowly and safely continue to reopen, former ambassador to China John Huntsman says Americans want the economy to reopen because of the potential damage a long-term lockdown could have on it.
We should be able to make decisions based upon what we think is best for the economic circumstances as balanced carefully against the health circumstances.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders saying he doesn't believe he'll run for president again. During a live stream interview with the Washington Post, Sanders says the chances are very, very slim. The Vermont senator has made two unsuccessful runs for the Democratic nomination. President Trump holding a briefing on coronavirus testing. The president and the administration have constantly rejected complaints by the media regarding the availability and reliability of testing across the United States. The briefing taking place in the Rose Garden. This is USA Radio News. The Democratic-led House may return this week to vote on a new economic aid package and change the rules that would allow for proxy voting in Congress. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling lawmakers to be prepared to return to Washington no earlier than Friday the 15th for a vote on two measures. The back and forth is continuing between the White House and Democrats in the House regarding what will be in this stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pushing for a payroll tax cut.
We're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way. And that will be one of the components. You've heard Mitch McConnell talk about liability. We agree with that completely.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on President Trump's taxes on Tuesday. Three House committees subpoenaed the president's taxes and other financial records, but the president has yet to comply. You're listening to USA Radio News. Radio News.
Let me ask you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And we're back, coming back here with Dr. So basically what we have from the data from Dr. Francis Boyle and my other sources is they discovered, and I'll give you an example of how this works. My sister speaks, there's three different dialects of Chinese. She speaks 12 languages, and she speaks three dialects, more than her mother-in-law, who actually was born in Shenzhen. She swam across Kowloon Bay Harbor after all her relatives were bankers in Shenzhen, were shot in the head by the communists when they came in. There's actually eight different dialects of people we call Chinese. Chinese is not one single racial group. It's a whole bunch of Asian groups. Actually, if you want to think of it, it's almost like eight major nations, and there's also minor ones around it. In some ways, it's like the Asian version of Europe, which is very different genetically, a heterogeneically different group of people, even more genetically distinct than Europeans, which are more homozygous, right?
Okay.
And that means that they couldn't make a race. In fact, in some places in China, in central and northern China, up to 40% of the population even has Mongolian genes passed on to the males. If you look at the male genes, for example, the male gene, which is the Y chromosome, 40% of the males in central northern China are all Y chromosome. They're Mongolian. Did you know that?
Doesn't that have something to do with Genghis Khan?
Yeah, it sure does. In fact, Genghis Khan, all the way through the gates of Paris, he swept right across Turkey and northern Europe and so on, and he was temporarily there, but the Transylvanians were the ones that scared the hell out of him and actually terminated his advance. And of course, the French managed to finally put up enough battle, because a lot of the French by this time were actually Vikings. People don't realize a good chunk of the French population, especially northern France, are straight up Vikings from Norway and Sweden and so on. These are tough people. They're not going to put up with this kind of stuff. And what we have to understand is that they realized that in order for them to win a war, they had to release the plague on us and vaccinate their population. And what they did is exactly what happened 103 years ago, where the Rockefeller Foundation formed a consortium with the government to fund the typhus vaccine that was killing people in World War One, and the vaccine actually precipitated the plague. It created a recombination of the pig and human flu in their subject pigs in the pig farm in Fort Lufton, Kansas. Well, the same damn thing. We were working on all these projects, including gain of function in North Carolina, Dr. Lieber in Harvard with a $1,000 program on reverse engineering the Sigma-1 protein, and then trying to combine it with a chimeric SARS virus in the animal lab in Australia that actually had the HIV genes inserted. So it was already a bioweapon, but it was not able to infect humans because it had HIV genes inserted into an actual bat virus, SARS. So in order to do that, they had to reverse engineer it, and that's what Lieber was doing. He got arrested 3 months ago because of his cell program. And now all this is starting to come out. Now, Pompeo and others are being persecuted by the Chinese because the Chinese don't want to come out. They did something so stupid, they actually, it's like we were playing around with high explosives and you blow up, let's say, half your troops. What they did is they actually vaccinated their population in Wuhan and it started killing them, and then they couldn't freaking stop it. And now there's now genetic information I got 3 days ago from Germany from a consortium of geneticists. They're analyzing it. The virus is now replicating 6 times faster than it did 3 months ago, and it's mutating so fast. There's up to 100 different strains, 106 different strains. The only part of the virus that's not mutating quickly, it's staying stable, is the sigma protein to allow to enter the ACE receptor, to enter the cell. Everything else is mutating like at the speed of light, and the more population it invades, the faster it'll tend to submutate into different substrains. So there's no way they could ever make an RNA vaccine that would work. And number two, if it create binding antibodies like the one back in 2003, it would cause cytokine storm and death. So I'm coming together with my scientists. I put the patent together this weekend. And I'm not going to mention more details, but I have a memory molecule I can pull from dendritic cells and deliver it after I've trained the cells to turn off not only all pathogens, but I can train it for a specific pathogen for turning off autoimmune disease and intervening turning off cancer. Okay, and I've actually got the patent. I put it together myself this weekend. And I'm working with my colleagues, Dr. Dan Royal, and Dr. Bill Singh, who gave me some of the ideas, but I put it all together. All right?
How are we going to test that?
Pretty easy, actually. You take a culture of dendritic cells and the sigma-1 protein. You can make a small animal like a gerbil or a ferret. You expose them to it, then you test to see if they have antibody responses. You can tell in a matter of, a couple weeks. And then if they do, then what you do is you do a human study where you take universal dendritic cells. You extract the particular molecules, and then you can actually deliver it to the terminal island with a special protective delivery system. And then it'll allow the body to transfer your T and B cells and memory when it goes through your splanchnic circulation to your terminal island to your liver. And your body will then become immune educated against any pathogens. You can change it for any pathogen. You can change it for this virus or bacteria or chronic infections that cause things like, we know cancer. Epstein-Barr virus antigen is present on almost most cancers now. So Epstein-Barr virus is not a minor thing. It's actually activated in almost every cancer. Do you know that?
When I measure cancer markers, I measure
Epstein-Barr virus antigen as well as the AMAS test, not a cancer marker. So cancer is an adaptive response to a stressful situation, and it reactivates stealth infections and make the cells try to do protective behavior, and that protective behavior we call cancer. It's actually an evasive behavior that the cells are doing to survive an intracellular viral or toxic pathogen inside the cell that is causing the DNA protective mechanisms to go haywire. Well, that's what causes it to kill you when you get exposed to this virus. So here's what I want people to understand. You need my Nutrimeds now, everybody out there. The virus is still spreading, and it can be stealth. You can be a young person and get it, and then maybe you lose your sense of taste, or geez, all of a sudden your sperm count's down your boots. Or, hey, how come you're having XYZ happening? Because it sneak up on you because you don't even have to get a temperature. Number two, you can spread it because it's going to continue spreading, and if you get a new spike caused by people getting vaccines, we're going to have a brand new versions of the virus that even if you previously had it, like you did, you can get reinfected, and now with a newer, deadlier version, your secondary cytokine storm will be more aggressive. So what they're discovering in Korea, if you get a secondary infection after you have the primary one, you get a lot sicker. You're finding that out, right? So what I'm concerned about is that if idiots like Trump allow Birx, I call it Birx, and Fauci and the Megadeth guy, Bill Gates, to force their vaccines on everybody. And they're, actually, the word I had from an attorney, that's working in the deep state, that will come on air through Pastor Butch Paw and other sources. I have multiple sources now. They're planning to use what's called the Commerce Clause of 1899 to overdo the constitutional objection to being vaccinated. Now, that's why people need to file the Rosie Litigant actions now, including people like yourself, because they're going to take away your job, or they're going to force vaccinate with some of the seeds that are going to make you a Typhoid Mary or a spreader, or you get seriously sick or die from it, from the vaccine. Like my grandmother's cousin.
Dr. Bill, I think there's a large amount of the medical community that's not going to take this. So.
Right. Now, here's the point. Here's what that means. Number one, even if there's a small portion that take them, they're going to be Typhoid Mary to everybody else. Number two, we're going to see a collapse of the healthcare system. Right? Number three, You're going to see a massive explosion of cases that's going to overwhelm the ICU. And they're still doing the inappropriate care. These people need hyperbaric oxygen and need IV antioxidants like IV vitamin C, for example, and curcumin. There's even a company out of Utah that has an intravenous form of our curcumin. You don't need intravenous. Our cell defense curcumin gold is 24 times and our capsule 8 times, 89% more absorbed. They'll protect your mitochondria along with our neutral pH Power C Plus capsules or crystals. You got to protect your mitochondria. This disease is airborne AIDS, which is dead mitochondria. Okay? And it's sneaky. If it sneaks up on you, it can make you sterile, or it can make you go in heart failure down the road, or it can make you develop kidney failure, or it can cause the ACE receptor to just affect your sperm count so you can't have any more kids.
Pulmonary fibrosis, too.
Right.
Primary site of action, yeah.
Right, and also if it goes to different parts of the brain, it can cause what we call literally, I call it a zombie apocalypse. I mean, it sounds like a weird B-movie, but there's people that are actually already, they've got some form of subcritical neurological deterioration where they actually are starting to lose, becoming virally induced frontal lobectomy. What do you think of that? Nasty, eh? This is really a very bad B-movie. I mean, Satan must have written the script. How do you think of that? Finally, he's gotten creative. What do you think?
Don't make it easy.
Ugly. Back in a moment. Stay there.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues.
Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871.
Dr. Ehlers, you mentioned some good questions raised in the last segment here now. you want to discuss experimental data, risk factors, importance of proning. Proning, of course, is making sure people lay on their stomach or on their side rather than on their back if they're obese because they get more trouble in hospital, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I just want people to know, like, I wasn't working on our COVID units, but, you know, I'm privy to a lot of, you know, experiential information from colleagues, and so with de-identified data, I can tell some people that number one, the people that seem to be getting admitted and getting the sickest are the people whose BMIs are the highest. So BMI over 30 is obese, you know, 40 is super obese, and et cetera. There's all these obesity, but obesity is not your friend. Obesity is not a fashion statement. Obesity is not healthy. These are the sickest ones. And, you know, we found that when people lay on their belly, on their stomach, regardless of whether they're requiring extra oxygen, they seem to do better than if people just stay on their backs. And the reason for that is because of gravity. You know,
right.
You know, your lungs are used to blood flowing in a particular area based on gravity and just based on just the statistics of your life, where the blood has been. But then you lay on your front, and then more blood goes to those alveoli, those little air sacs, and then you get more exchange of oxygen, and you give that person a better chance at living.
Yeah, so the other thing I think before they start talking about going to a PEEP and an intubation is to get the BiPAP, which means positive pressure airways with a higher oxygen concentration, high flow oxygen. So BiPAP and oxygen are a good combination to start with. And then I think you should be giving IV vitamin C to these people, and IV things like this, like even giving oral, even by feeding tube, are Kukur Gold, and things like Power C Plus, because the IV vitamin C and the Kukur Gold will protect your mitochondria from the cytokine storm, because basically This is a virally induced cytokine storm that causes mitochondrial death. Period. That's it. That's the whole, if you summarize what this disease is, that's what AIDS is. And their whole idea is they're trying to reproduce what happened in 1918 when they created AIDS in the first place, because I got the documents in 1997 in Zurich, Switzerland. It was they were trying to create AIDS, which is a resurrection of the 1918 pandemic. Did you know that? And it got out
that
created.
Never taught to me, but yeah,
that's how they did it. Yeah, they're working on a class 5 facility in Long Island, New York. That's also where the Lyme disease come, because of the deer that had the spirochete actually swam across the strait to Lyme, Connecticut, and that's why they call it Lyme disease, because it just first emerged in Lyme, Connecticut. That's why it's called Lyme disease. People. They don't know. Every one of these bugs has actually came out of a lab somewhere to help jump species or to modify the virus in such a way to create a biological weapon. Every one of them.
Yes.
Without exceptions. And the thing is that they were ultimately trying to create some kind of weapon to use against another group of people. But you see, the populations were so heterogeneous. For example, my family, which are Syrian, you're Syrian too. I have some Syrian background on my mother's side. But my great-grandmother and great-grandfather traveled with Damascus, Syria to China. And I have a Mongolian spot in my low back, which means there's somewhere in my past there's some Mongolian girl that was picked up, was probably cute on the way to China, and she became part of the family.
Mm.
All right? Do you follow me?
Yep.
So I probably have some Mongolian genes in me, like Genghis Khan and his troop that went across the steppes in my genes, because they had traveled all the way to China. So when people think, well, they're just one group of people, no, the same. The Chinese are a very, very wide group of people. They may have similar kind of eyes and other features, but they're not the same. And that's why I even look at Koreans and Japanese, they're very different even in appearance, right? And the Nipponese people of Japan are closer to the people of Korea than they are to the Chinese, right?
Ah, I wasn't aware of that.
That they're genetically closer. The Japanese and the Koreans are a lot closer genetically than the Chinese. Interesting, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know this stuff. The problem is, you see, when you're making a bioweapon, what you got to then do is figure out how can I protect my own population so when I release the weapon, it kills them and doesn't kill me and my buddies. And that's what these idiots did, and actually that's what created the plague, because they were having a big war, a trade war with Trump, because they wanted to have a thing where by 2025, they're going to take over all manufacturing in the world, and Trump blew that apart. Between George Bush and the people who managed to get them into the World Trade Organization 25, 30 years ago, and Bill Clinton transferring technology, and all the 60,000 factories moved there, they have 5 million factories in China now that literally they make 28.6% of all consumable goods, toys, electronics, TVs, everything. And we only make 18.6% of all consumable goods in the world now. Do you know that? They're number one by a big margin over us. They're not number two. They're not number two. They're number one. Now, they're not the biggest economy because we have other parts of our economy. But the problem is with our trade deficits and other things, that Trump started to reverse it. Now, Trump is an idiot because he's being managed by the people from the, I would call it Israel hell, Israel, which are basically... If you read about King Balaam in the 7th century and you understand the story about the Khazars, they're the ones who attacked the trade route for the gem trade, or the trade between Damascus, Syria, which is why Damascus, Syria was such a big city, and China. It was a very, very wealthy city. Probably the longest, continuously lived city on earth is Damascus, Syria. You know that, right?
My world history is very poor. I apologize.
Yeah, well, the most reported continuously lived city on earth since ancient times is Damascus. Right? Older than even cities supposedly in China. And the trade routes are basically, now they rebuild trade routes all the way from China going across Ukraine and across Afghanistan, etc., all the way to the Netherlands, and they bring the railroad there, I think it's once or twice a week, and of course what's happening, 100% of the goods are packed to the gunnels going to the Netherlands, and they're only 40% packed the trains going back to China. So the trade deficit for the people in the Netherlands is not good. They're losing their businesses, they're losing their manufacturing, they're losing everything.
No, as the medical industry in a lot of the United States right now, right? I mean, Mayo Clinic cut cut their salary for a lot of their docs by 20%. Surgeries across the nation are getting canceled, you know, like those elective surgeries.
Right.
And it seems like in mass media, people want to attack doctors for, I mean, you know, it's more identity politics. It's like, oh, you're a doctor and we're going to be paranoid about the virus. And so we're going to just blame you. Do you get that feeling, Dr. Bill, just when you see a lot of the paranoid reports of things?
Well, I'm not out in the practice like you are, like years ago, like I'd be in a hospital or working in ICU. But what, I can believe it.
And people don't trust doctors anymore, okay? Because, you know, the trust has been lost for a number of reasons.
Well, there's some real good reasons. There's real good reasons, okay? What I've gone through in the last 50 years as a doctor, all the way through medical school residency and training, is disgusting. The way doctors treated me, and I'm a very bright doctor, is obscene. Yeah. I'll give you an example. People bring up stuff like, what happened to you when your license started to take? Well, I had a patient who killed himself after he separated from his girlfriend for his illegal drugs and material he got from the university, and I have the pathology to prove it, and that's the only case he ever tried to sue me on, period. And the state of Colorado recommended the parents sue me because they're ticked off their son killed himself, who's a drug addict and a criminal, and had an ankle tracker on him, okay?
Yeah, you're talking about the state of Colorado, which is one of the most disorganized states in probably the history of the world. But yeah, go on.
Right. So you got to understand, it's evil medical establishment blowing themselves up, and they mistreat people, and they wonder when they overcharge them. 82% of the people going bankrupt are due to medical costs, and even have already insurance. So if you want to go bankrupt, that's why everybody's pushing with the Democrats. They want to have some kind of nationalized health care where you don't go bankrupt if you have a major medical illness. And they, you don't want to see what happens in Canada because they just kill you. They don't take care of you. They just terminate you.
What's the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States?
Health care.
As of 2000, bankruptcy from health care costs. Yep.
Right.
That's number one.
So I have a solution to it, but you know what? I'm not getting any of the answers from the dumb politicians. I have a complete solution. We can talk about a future show. Let's get you back on next week at the same time and maybe get some of your colleagues on there and work in the COVID unit, okay?
That would be tough. But yeah,
you got to be brave. You got to be brave to come on my show. You're brave today, by the way. You're brave.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
That kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.